I think it's fair to say that we've had more calls about this than anything in the last few weeks. Gold Coasters are very passionate about their beaches, but it's divided people. Should they be open or closed?
Yeah, we left it up to the Triple M family with our Mayor Tom Tate listening, because he might have to make the very unfortunate call today. I mean, nationwide, people are looking at the Gold Coast and saying, what are you doing? Thank you for all your calls. And Tom Tate, you just heard that. You're joining us. Hello. Thank you so much for joining us. We know you're busy.
Yep, good morning. Good to be on. Thank you.
Tom, is it going to take zero tolerance to stop the very selfish, stupid people from loitering on the beach? Another weekend of embarrassment. It's all across the TV, across the nation. Gold Coasters are not listening to the rules.
Yeah, you know, when I first heard about on Saturday, I closed the car parks and I thought, well, that will stop people going to the Spitman and that. And then I found out that, you know, they were parking illegally. But as far as closing the beach is concerned, boy, it's a very hard call, because the majority of people are behaving, and there's a minority. Now, the minority part of it, what I understand, is out-of-towners. And so I spoke with Chief Superintendent to basically pull people over, as they're coming down from Brisbane, if it's non-essential travel, to turn them around to go back to, you know, Brisbane, Logan, or wherever they come from. Now, that did happen, and even with that, we've got this amount of people there. So I'll have to look at it seriously in the next day or two before Easter, and I'll make a call well before that and plan for it.
Well, Tom, how hard is it really to close the beaches? Let's be honest. You saw the photos there. They're talking about, curving the wave of corona. How hard is it? Everyone else has done it. Sydney's done it. Manly's done it. Mm. Why can't the Gold Coaster make a stance and say, you know what, we are serious. We do need this to stop. You can close as many car parks as you want, but you close the beaches, you're making a statement.
Yeah, you do. And but I'm weighing up on the practicality of that. Look, when we had cyclones, whether it's Debbie, Oswald, or whatever, and we closed the beach, and primarily the beach gets closed because that you can't go and swim because it's dangerous. Now, and you can see the danger with the COVID-19. People doesn't see the danger; it's there lurking like a ghost. And when you say close the beach, we can do that. It's a policing part that I have to consider. No point sending out an edict, right, it's closed, and people continue to go there, even though it's closed, and walk along the beach and sunbake and don't practice social distancing. That's the part where, right, now, if it's it continue with that, how do you deal with it? And when, because... And other locals are going, well, we're not doing it. It's these few people from out of town, and you've killed it off for everyone. So they're the side of the coin that I've got to consider.
Well, there's a lot of finger pointing, though, Tom. I know that down my area at Tugan, even the shops are freaking out because there's way too many people around because of the beaches. I think hit them in the hip pocket instead of the police just kind of flouncing around the beaches. They need to be there and finding people, and that will stop it. And maybe you don't have to do zero tolerance, because at the moment they're all being too like positive parenting, go in the naughty corner and think about it. No, that's why they're flouting the laws. I think they have to hit them at the hip pocket, give them the fine, and they won't do it again.
Yep. All right. I'll take all that on board.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks,
good
Tom.
Luck.
Yeah, good luck with the decision, and we'll speak to you during the week.